I'm Derek Cardwell, and on today's Lely Radio Sports page, we relive highlights from recent baseball and softball games on KNIA KRLS. We begin on Thursday as Knoxville softball opened up with Oskaloosa live on 95.3 KNIA.
1-2 on the way from Heffron. High fly ball. He'll stay in foul territory, and Addie Duncan makes the catch. I think the sun got in her eyes, but she made the catch anyway to retire the side. 2-2 again. Swung and a miss. Blew it right by her, and that is strikeout number 2 for Sierra Heffron. She'll dig that into the ground, throw way over the head of the first baseman, E5, and Cox will head to second. Chris absolutely airmailed that a good 3 or 4 feet over the first baseman, and Marley Cox reaches on an error. 1-1 on the way. Line drive out to center field. Coming around to score is Cadence Wells, and they won't get her at the plate. It's 1-0 Knoxville. The Panthers finally break the seal on an RBI single by Sienna Scott. One pitch coming up. Swung on, line drive. Caught by Rayleigh Danner. That's a winner for the Knoxville Panthers, and they're heading to Carlisle on Saturday night. 1-0 Knoxville with the win over Oskaloosa. The Panthers head to Carlisle Saturday night to face the Wildcats.
Final score, Knoxville 1, Oskaloosa 0. Indianola was a site for a baseball substate against Des Moines East on Friday with Andrew Swadner on 94.3 KNIA.
Third base is loaded, nobody out, turns into bases loaded. Right. Two outs down, line drive to right, down for a base hit. One run will score. The throw will come in. They're going to hold the runner at third on RBI single for Ethan Grimsrud, and Indianola's on the board. Ball's going to get away. All the runners are going to advance. Throw goes over to home plate. Diving in safe at home is Heimbach. And Indianola leads 2-0 on the wild pitch.
Now Rockhold, a 2-2 high fly ball, right field. Also in trouble. It's going to go out there, and that one's going to fall in. The throw's going to go over to third. They're going to get Blake advancing. Rockhold advances to second, but the run comes in. Grimsrud, line drive. Down for a base hit. One run will score. They're going to wave around. Another one throw coming home. Takes an awkward bounce and into the backstop. Two runs score. A 2-RBI single for Ethan Grimsrud. And Indianola leads 5-0. Grimsrud drives in 3 so far this game.
0-2 to Rockhold. Fly ball center field. Getting underneath it. Warren setting up to tag. Bo Blake throw comes in. Throw at the plate is going to be not in time. Good backup by the pitcher. Now going over to third. And George is out at third. But the run does come around to score. But that will end the inning. 6-0 Indianola. High fly ball. Center field going out is DeWalt, shallow center, and makes the catch. And that does it. Indianola takes down Des Moines East and advances.
Final score, Indianola 7, Des Moines East 1. Saturday brought our mega cast of games, starting with Pella softball against Bondurant Farrar in a regional semifinal live on KNIAKRLS.com. KRLS 2 with Andrew Schneider.
Booth on KNIAKRLS.com. It is the regional semifinals in Class 4A. The number 12 Bondurant Blue Jays set to welcome the Pella Dutch. Ground ball hit over to shortstop. Chance for two, and it's dropped.
It's dropped by the second baseman.
Back-to-back errors here for Bondurant Farrar, a team,
yes.
Susan, that has less than an error per game, has 2 in the first inning.
That's incredible, and this is what we talked about with the girls before the game. I mean, I know I'm not their coach, but I love them as...
First pitch swinging, popped up, puts it in play. Diving.
It dropped.
It dropped. Everybody, chance to score here.
The
throw will come home, and safe is Ava Curry.
What a just odd sequence of events.
A 2-0 offering, 6 straight balls here. Ground ball deep in the hole, the shortstop. Curry, throw across the diamond. It's snagged by Heemstra. Nice play by
what
the All-Stater. To end the inning. Bondurant Farrar will strand 2. 3.5 innings in case you missed it. There's a ground ball through.
Fooled the defense, Andrew Schneider.
Yeah.
Shows bunt, comes
pulls back.
Back
and swings it through.
Pulls the defense.
And it was the hole she hit it to.
Yes.
Between third and shortstop.
Yes.
And Pella's third hit.
Genius.
Gets the
bat.
Dutch cooking here. Katie Sheckle with a chance. Shows bunt.
She does.
The flip home
Andrew
is not in
Schneider.
Time and she's safe. The suicide squeeze
it
and around
worked.
The roofing.
Yes, You
Raise
bet.
The roof moment of the game on the fielder's choice.
You bet.
No hit on the play, of course.
Katie Scheck saves it at the plate, Andrew Schneider.
A fielder's choice, sacrifice bunt, an RBI, and she's safe at first. The 1-1 is
and
chopped over the pitcher.
She's scoring.
And it's off into center field, and the Dutch take a 3-2 lead as Emma Eekhoff will get the RBI. Kixton fires a ground ball to third. Throw to first is in time, and the Dutch will knock off number 12, Bobby.
What a win! What a win by the Dutch! Kiki needed that, Andrew Schneider.
And we'll see you with Norwalk Tuesday night. Pella will knock off number 12, Bondurant Farrar, 3-2.
Final score, Pella 3, Bondurant Farrar 2. We go to baseball as Pella Christian made the trip to Des Moines to battle Des Moines Christian live on 92.1 KRLS with Tyler Crabb.
Robert Oliver with a pitch to Tyson DeVries. That one's going to get by the left fielder. That one's going to go all the way to the corner to start things off for Pella Christian. It's going to be a standing double for Tyson DeVries.
What a fantastic
and a great start
bat.
For the Eagles.
Oh, yeah. Fantastic at bat, Tyson. You know, he got kind of hosed on a call, we thought, there. And then he came right back out with a strike, and he's laced it right down the line.
Say, that's what Trevor wants to do here. Base is loaded. And Veenstra gets the punch out. Raise it again. Trevor Veenstra strikes out the last two batters to get out of a bases loaded jam. Bases loaded, one out.
Wow, great job, Trevor. The guy just froze him, you know it. He had to know a fastball was coming. He still froze him.
Trevor Veenstra, the senior, comes through in a huge spot. Oh, keeps fantastic. Us at 1-0 as he gets out of the bases loaded jam with just one out. Eagles trail 1-0. And the runner goes,
kind of
strike three, looking Trevor Veenstra, punch out number 7.
Great job, Trevor.
The senior keeps the score at 2-0 in favor of Des Moines Christian.
Final score, Des Moines Christian 2, Pella Christian nothing. Our final stop was in Norwalk as softball Warriors took on Ballard in a regional semifinal live on KNIAKRLS.com. KNIA 3 with Mike Hefner.
Now Jada Livingston steps in, showing bunt, gets it down as she usually does, and she might have a shot to beat it out. The throw is wild, backed up nicely by the right fielder, and now on the throw to third, Livingston's going to hustle on down to second. A one pitch, hit well to right field, that's going to be over the right fielder's head, turns it around, two runs are going to score, Birmingham on her way to third, and it's going to be a two-run triple. Counts now 3-1. Hobart swinging away, a line to the gap in left center field, and that's past the left fielder. It's going to be an RBI double at least. Hobart's not stopping at second. Sprints into third base with a stand-up RBI triple. Curveball out of way, but it's blasted to left field.
Woo-hoo!
And gone. Three-run homer, Lauren Black. Ground ball up the middle. Birmingham's going to field it. Steps
one,
on second.
Two.
Throw to first.
Bingo.
Double play.
Woo!
Oh, wow. Line drive, center field. Maddie Gullion chases it down, and the runner on second is doubled off for the second inning in a row. A double play has been turned. A couple of gems for the Warriors now. Two balls, two strikes. The pitch to Birmingham. That's rocketed to left field. And out of here, eighth home run of the season for Bailey Birmingham. So she's got a triple and a home run. And now nine strikeouts in three innings against Doherty as the changeup strikes out Baumgartner to end the game.
Final score, Norwalk 7, Ballard nothing. Those were highlights from recent games on KNIA and KRLS.